Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. How are you guys? Hallelujah high. You get a hallelujah high because you're on a show that is earmarked to help you become better today than you were yesterday. And of course, when anyone makes a decision to live a better life, the world becomes a better life. So thank you so much for tuning into the Global Vision for Living Today. Hallelujah once again. One Lord, one faith, and one baptism. Are we all supposed to be unified? This is the subject topic today. And as you know, we always have the illustrious Colonel Dr. William Harrison with us because he's a man on the forefront. And as a former chief of police, he knows what it's going to take to end a lot of the chaotic situations that we're in today. But hallelujah, welcome to the Global Vision for Living Today. One Lord, one faith, and one baptism. What is it going to take to the unified community of love against hate? Justice against injustice. Can we redeem America? Better yet, can we redeem our own household? Interested in that. Oh, forget what's talk to me about what's going on the inside of my own home, on the inside of my own life. And this is what the Global Vision for Living Today has to offer. Many said, well, you guys are just talking. No, we're doing more than talking. We're inspiring. We're waking people up. We're waking the dead up. Because if we don't do it, who's going to do it? Colonel Dr. Harrison, are you on this morning to the Global Vision for Living Today show?
Good morning, Dr. Coppertin, and listening audience. Yes, I am with you this morning. Thanks again for the invite. It's good to be heard again these days and time, especially.
Especially is right, because murder is up in America. All crimes of mayhem, they're up. Rape, prostitution, child abuse, domestic violence, everything is up. All the levels are at the breaking point. And there's got to be a voice calling out from the wilderness. Well, where's the wilderness? The wilderness could be your home, could be your job. It could be in your daughter's bedroom. Suddenly, it could be on the outside of your house. So right now, we're coming because we know without a unified front, man does not stand the ghost of a chance. There's so many things that get you worked up and upset. And say, you know what, I'm just going to give up. I had a call in the wee hours of the night. Someone says, I don't know about you, but I'm getting ready to take a whole bottle of pills, and I'm going to die. Goodbye. I said, oh, my God, I was scamping. I was in the dark. I have fingernails, you know, long ones, and I'm trying to, you know, get on that phone and call that person back. And that's just one in a million, as the song says. Who knows what's going to happen next if we as a people, I'm not talking about outside world right now, but we as a people, if we don't become unified, what is it going to take? Jesus did not bring that type of message. Governor Brown did not bring that kind of message. I don't know if President Trump is bringing it, but right now, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, that's a triple unified front right there. Aren't we all supposed to be unified to get anything done? All of the name calling, all of the hatred going on by people you would not even imagine. Why are you hating? You're hating because you hate yourself. You're hating because you have not been able to find the answer out of the hell in your own life. What you caused, what you've done, what you called in. That's why. Why are you hating? Why are we hating people we might not even be able to shake their hands? Might not even be able to see them. What have they done to you? What have they done to us? Well, we're going to explore the background of hatred because you can't be unified walking in hate. You're certainly not going to honor the God of the universe or whatever God you want if you're walking in hatred. Faith, they're not conducive to one another. Baptism, save the water for a wretch like me. If I'm walking around hating people. Dr. Colonel William Harrison, what's going on in the world? Why is there so much hatred pointed at anything breathing? What's going on?
mankind has almost lost its way. That's what's happening, Doc. And the reason mankind has almost lost its way is because mankind has become unloving, uncaring, unkind, not considerate of each other, not considerate of their neighbor, not being their brother's keeper especially, and I might add sister's keeper, not being concerned about the elderly in the neighborhood, those who are sick and shut in, and or the wayward children in the neighborhood. And so mankind, as a result of losing the very glue that keeps us together, which is the essence that begins with family, is the reason that we have fallen apart. So mankind has lost its way because of those reasons, and there are many more, but I just wanted to start with those.
Will they ever be able to find their way? Normally, when a person is hateful, hate-filled, and walking and stalking about with hatred, he's not thinking straight. He can't see straight. He can't talk to anybody straight or other. What is the solution for someone in that kind of shape? How can they find their way filled with hatred?
That type of person, depending upon the level or the extent of their or the degree of their hatred, perhaps need professional counseling. Now, if it's a moderate form of hatred, I would suggest one can certainly talk to a friend, a wife, a husband, a mother, father, sister, brother, if they have a problem with hatred that's emanating or coming from anger, or having an anger management problem. But if it's a hatred just for the sake of being mean-spirited, then that type of person will more than likely need professional counseling to help bring he or she around.
Yes, they need counseling, but some will not abide by counseling. They don't know that they need that. What do you think might be the intervention before they go and get in their car, go and try and find the counselor, therapist, or sit down and pay them $50 an hour? Is there anything that they can do before that? Because, you know, there was a man claiming in the wilderness. He said, follow me. He didn't say, get up, by talking to me, telling me how much your trials, your troubles, your tribulations. He said, follow me. I've heard of many preachers talk about that in the sermon. I know my father had one, and he told me, he said, you know what, I'm going to preach that every 3 months. I said, Bishop, you got to be kidding. I said, Dad, your people are going to get born. So number one, they ain't mine. He said, that's why I do it. I said, oh, my God, oh, what wisdom. He said, that ain't mine. So if he just said, follow me, do you think there's something going on in the world that needs to be unfollowed? Do you think there's some deeds in the world that need to be unfollowed? Do you think it's some people, places, things that need to be unfollowed rather than say, oh, okay, you know what? I know I'm crazy. I have crazy. I'm one fourth crazy. I better go do this. Because really, when you talk about unification, there has got to be a union between you and someone else, more than just you. Unify, to become unified, to become part of something else. That might run across the one's mind that might need some kind of therapy. What would you recommend under those circumstances?
Yes, unity is important, and we all need it because we all need each other because we're created to be interactive beings, to interact one with another, to provide companionship, love, encouragement, support, so forth and so on. So unity is a fabric. But if one has a problem with hatred, then there's something at the grassroots level that's within that person that's causing the hatred, and that person has to get beyond that. And normally if someone has a problem where people are withdrawing from them, distancing themselves from them because they're very negative all the time and mean-spirited, then a person that has that kind of problem, if they have sound mind, they're aware that they're turning people away from them, causing people to withdraw from them, and then one has to examine themselves. So hatred is something, if they have sound mind, person is aware of it. We're aware when we're at our best and when we're not at our best. We're aware when we're kind. We're aware when we're mean-spirited. So people of sound mind recognize that, and they can do something about it. And to go around just being being hateful just for the sake of being hateful, one is destroying themselves. They're destroying their inner self, their inner qualities, their interpersonal traits, and all the attributes that they may have. They're attaining it. So they have to withdraw from that, or people will draw from them.
Well, that's very true, and I know you don't want anyone to withdraw from the Father's Day March scheduled for this year, 2020, the I Have a New Dream March on Washington, D.C. I mean, oh, wow, there's a lot of buzz about that here. Many say, well, how's that going to happen? Oh, I thought you guys said you were struggling with the permit issue. Of course not. Struggle? Jesus said, turn it over to him. So bottom line, you're going to have quite a bit of excitement going on because in recognition of what's going on in the world and, you know, every year you guys, your group, your organization, the International Platform for Peace, holds a very, very, very good convention. And at this point, I think in talking with you through the week, you said you guys have a new way and a new idea to get through to a struggling America filled with hatred. The I Have a New Dream thing. Where did you guys get that from? And I'm only asking because, you know, I've heard that before, decades ago, from Dr. Martin Luther King. He said, I have a dream. Well, that was his dream. He said, I have a dream. And now you guys have picked up the synonym of I Have a New Dream. What is going to be so new about the dream conducted through and by and hosted through the International Platform for Peace as opposed to what Dr. King decades ago preached and marched on Washington? What is different about your dream?
Those of us who were aware, Dolly, thanks for asking, aware that Dr. King, who were around some 50-some years ago, his dream was about equality and justice for all mankind, without regards to race, color, creed, or national origin. We have the new dream. The new dream, sponsored by the International, advocated by the International Platform of Peace, is a derivative or it's a spinoff of Dr. King's dream. One of the components of it is justice. Justice. Another component of it is peace. And what we propose to do is unite people, galvanize them together in one common cause. Where there's injustice, then we go in and seek to advocate through the elected officials, community leaders, and so forth and so on, and the residents, to mobilize them and bring the awareness that justice must occur. For an example, the current situation that's pending in the state of Georgia. So we're advocating justice and equal rights for all people, more so justice, the Equal Rights Amendment and so forth and so on. Civil Rights Bill passed in 1964. Dr. King and his supporters, his followers, did a great job. Kudos to a great humanitarian, Dr. King's and his supporters and followers. We're trying to now put forth, not trying, we're putting in place the new awareness to heighten the people's awareness that there's still injustice is going on, that we still have to advocate for justice. We still have to advocate for peace, because if we don't, we're going to have chaos and we're going to end up destroying our communities, destroying our cities, our towns, destroying our families, destroying our workplaces, and destroying each other. So that's the thrust.
Wow. I wish I was there right now. My goodness, you just said a statement that sent chills down my spine because you're so right, and of course you're so honored. Thank you for that. Well, you know, I'm going to say that I believe this march is something that really is needed. This is the new day. What King did was great. You know, many know my father and my grandfather together marched down the front row of the pictures, marching in the 60s, I think it was 68 or something like that, 63. I've got to really go back and do my homework on that. But he marched with Dr. King. And I remember, you know, I have a picture of him in a motel with about 20 church members. You know, he had his feet up on the chair, and he was telling them what to do and what not to do at that time. And wow. He did a great work. My mom said she had never been so proud of him. But now fast forward this thing to 2020. Do you think you guys are still going to have the same effect that Dr. King had? Because, you know, he's talking about a dream that people would come together. Well, that has not been realized. Very few of the tenets of what he talked about is being realized. Very few of what he said he dreamed about has come to reality. So what's going to make your march more different than what Dr. King said in his I Have a Dream speech? What do you guys hope to accomplish? Is this just going to be a one-time march idea or ideology? And then you go home, you set up, and you plan for your future, which, of course, who can plan? You can plan, but who can make your plan come to fruition? What's going to be different about this march, this I Have a New Dream March on Washington, Father's Day weekend?
The difference is it will be an ongoing initiative. We will take it from from the march, the main event itself, carry it back to the various states. There are state representatives in some and seeking state representatives in other states who will go and meet with the elected officials or community leaders, business merchants, state officials, and up to the governor's office to keep the awareness that there's a need for legislation in some states and just action in other states, keeping people aware of what's going on through the state representative, through our efforts with respect to justice, equal rights for all. And a component of equal justice is also brings about peace. It brings about unity and community. It unifies us. It gives us a common cause because everyone wants to feel safe. Everyone wants their children to be safe, want their family to be safe, want to work in a safe workplace environment. Everyone want to be treated fairly and justly and not unjustly. So this will resonate not only from a community point of view or from a city point of view with elected officials, but from a family point of view. So something that all can buy into, all can participate in, and all can have be a stakeholder and have a part in.
Wow, that sounds great. And it also sounds like something that really needs to be done because, you know, just going back, I'm tiptoeing back over to Dr. King's time. Once he was assassinated, after all of that fanfare of him marching and going from city to city, trying to raise up the hearts of the black man and trying to get the attention of the white man, after all was said and done, we know the history. We have the books. We know after he was assassinated, boom, bam, bam, it appears the Negro scatter. No one wanted to take up the mantle of Dr. King. There's been some splinter men, some splinter groups, but overall there's not been any other movement. This man was in charge, and the causation of a movement, there's been not one black man since that time, and I know all have heard of them, because, you know, when they get in a push, oh, Dr. King, hold it. There's not been another movement since then, and it appears that you and your team, the International Platform for Team, has taken that mantle off of the spirit breastbone of King, and you're saying, I'm going to go ahead. I'm going to march on in his name. That's a noble idea, and it's noble because you have some other individual groups in Virginia and Georgia. They're walking around strapped with guns, two and three guns all around. Some had guns around their ankles and thigh bone and what have you. You have that on the other side. So how does your group, the International Platform for Peace, fare when you talk about going up to Washington and taking that mantle with you, dragging it on the ground if necessary. Is that doable? And are you going to have listeners and watchers, onlookers, such as Dr. King? Do you think you guys are going to come up to any harm? I mean, we know what he did and said. You guys also appear to me, just in listening to you, that you have the same ideology as King, and I salute you, and I'm very happy to be a part of such a movement, because back then, let's go back. We're talking a decade. You didn't have a lot of educated African Americans. They was tired. They met at church to hear whatever they had to hear. Some of them couldn't read or write, couldn't read a newspaper, didn't know anything, had no education, and I set foot on the grounds of like what we call universities. They had colleges in as universities. Never set foot. How do you think your group is going to fare in 2020, Father's Day weekend, with the same, as I mentioned, ideology as King? Something's got to change here. How are you going to do what he did and what you feel that you have in your heart?
Let me begin by saying that, in the words of the late, great Marvin Gaye, who was a rhythm and blues singer, he had a hit song, war is not the answer, only love can conquer hate. What's happening, brother? For 38 years, I was a police officer, served at the federal level and the city level here in the nation's capital and the suburban community, Capitol Heights, Maryland. For 38 years, I carried a firearm. Legally had access to all kinds of firearms, shotguns, semi-automatic weapons, automatic weapons, so forth and so on. War is not the answer. Being armed, walking around, whether you're legally armed or legally unarmed, if you're legally unarmed, then you're going to be arrested. If you're legally armed, brandishing firearms to intimidate people is not the way that we can accomplish anything and bring together and bring about unity where we can get along with each other within our respective families, communities, workplaces, worship places, and so forth and so on. Dr. King had the right concept, he and his followers, peace. Peace is the only way that you can truly unite and galvanize people around a worthy cause and have them buy into it and participate in it. Eventually, those who advocate violence are going to self-destruct. Those who advocate peace will bring about change. Dr. King and his group brought about change, the Civil Rights Act, I mentioned earlier, 1964. Well, we advocate to bring about awareness of injustices, where justice need to come forth. And as a result of justice, then it comes peace. Then comes love, then comes happiness, then comes unity. And we find that we all have a common cause. We all have a common cause that we want to live together in a peaceful, wholesome environment for us, our children, our grandchildren, and our friends, relatives, and so forth and so on. And the only way to do this can be accomplished is through a peaceful initiative and movement. And that's what the International Platform of Peace is advocating.
Wow, 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 wow. Super, triple, quadruple wow. This certainly sounds like something that any law-abiding citizen in America and beyond would want to be a part of. Now, I understand that you have a team together and that these are people that you have tried and tested and that have become ambassadors of peace, march ambassadors, in behalf of the same what I would call a witness to the nation. And, you know, that scripture there, you know, you ought to become a witness to the nation. You're certainly having this same type of threat. Now, when people talk about marching on Washington, you know, they feel that, you know, they may have to have certain clothes and they may have to come there and share rooms with 1,000 each. And is this something that your team is working on right now? I know Father's Day is right around the corner, and I know you have to have certain types of permits and and other type of licensees to actually march on Washington. This is what I heard, but then, you know, there's others saying, no, you don't. You, anyone can walk past the Capitol, around the Capitol with their signs. They can do that without such a permit. I know people, some are leaving. They left all this week, last Saturday, and they're leaving today, this Saturday. Some are on their way right now because they want to be seen first and then second heard. They want to, by a show of force of bodies, show that, hey, we're here and we're not going to take it anymore. And in the words of Mr. Marvin Gaye, oh, yeah, they're saying, well, what's going on now? What's going on? Well, you know what's going on. This is what you are trying to do, and I salute you, Reverend Dr. Colonel Harrison. And I was like, can you talk about 38 years, you know, in law enforcement? That sounds wonderful. It sounds like someone that has spent their life caring for others, and it appears that you are going to extend that by going and show, not just talk, and show how you feel about what's going on in America. And, of course, one thing can make a difference in that. Again, I salute you and your team. Now, is there going to be any videotaping at your march event? Are you going to have photographers there? You know, those people make a living just getting up, going to see who they can photograph and who they can video, so they can end up selling those or using those in their libraries. I mean, this sounds like it's something big. I know that you have the right sources, but who in government do you guys have behind you already?
Yes, we have support of the local ANC commissioners and we have support of some of the local churches in the midst of COVID-19. Most of the businesses are closed. We had those early on, but they're still closed. So we have enough support to make it happen. In addition, a press release will go out at some point in time to the media, and we certainly intend to have it videotape and so forth as well.
Okay, well, you know, if people want to get involved, and I know they do, they could always visit www.ip4peace.org. Your contact information is there, and names of others that are on your board and other issues that the Platform for Peace stands for. They can all be found right there on that website again, www.ip4peace.org. Something just flashed on my phone. It appears to say Trump has just reopened all churches in America. So, wow, my goodness. So, you know, as soon as we hang up, we're going to have to investigate that. But it says, hey, Trump just, you know. So I know there's been some chaos here on the West Coast, so I don't know if this did it, but these people over here, they're not playing. God bless you all. Thank you so much for tuning in. You know, we spend our whole week getting ready for 30 minutes. Please give a shout-out for every one of your friends that you might want to invite to hear and listen. Again, thank you for tuning in to the Global Vision for Living Today show with Dr. Colonel William Harrison. And myself, Marcia, and Cupertino. Thank you. God bless you. Tune in again next Saturday. Have a great weekend.